NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 265 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Jack Swagless. And I'm sitting here with my brother from another mother. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, and a.k.a. the king of the lames.
You had to put a little something on the end of that one.
Yeah, let niggas know.
Hey, man. Let's go ahead and get this shit out the way right now, because I'm so tired of hearing about this nigga. R. Kelly is allegedly running a sex cult.
Okay.
I'm getting to the point now to where I'm tired of talking about...
But let's be real here. All the women are of age, so why is there a story?
I don't know why R. Kelly is a story anyway. I don't know why people are still buying his albums. Yeah. I don't know why people are still... people are debating.
He make good music, so all right. That's why we keep buying his albums. That's why you keep buying his albums.
I haven't bought an R. Kelly album.
Stop lying. You got the new Chocolate Love 2000, whatever it's called, the newest album he got.
Own it? No. I didn't buy. I haven't bought an R. Kelly album since whatever that double disc was in the red and black.
God damn.
I think that was R. Yeah, the R? Was the last one I actually purchased. Yeah.
Dang.
And I bought the physical copy of that shit.
Yeah.
But I haven't.
Right.
Well, you know, I had to let people know. You know what I'm saying? These young cats don't know how music came. They think that shit just fall out the sky. You actually had to go to the store and purchase music back in the day. I haven't listened to R. Kelly. I think the last time I listened to R. Kelly was when I put up that article on NappyAfro.com, The King of Ratchet and B.
Mm.
So, whenever the fuck that was. You remember when that was?
Hell nah. I'm not even going to motherfucker try to guess a year. I'm going to say it was between 2009 and 2015.
That's a hell of a range. five brilliantly ratchet songs by R. Kelly, April 3rd, 2012. That was the last time I listened to R.
Kelly.
I was
in there, right in the middle.
Of course. I mean, you fucking give 6 years, you have a chance of being right. But that's the last time I listened.
We was playing a game on Price. Like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, we would have won, baby. We would have won. The range was there.
I can't fuck with R. Kelly, man. I'm one of those people that I just can't ignore the sickness of this motherfucker and keep listening to the music. I can't, because all the music started to sound tainted, so I don't listen to the shit no more.
I mean, once R. Kelly got free and started making a joke about shit, that's when I was just like, you know what? This dude not sorry for his actions, bruh. Like, he ain't learned shit. Like, R. Kelly ain't never did a day in jail for none of the shit he had that he was accused of and some of the shit that we saw, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that'll get you a little cocky. And this latest little incident, like, I mean, I'm glad that all the women are of age and because, you know, but the way these women are being treated, like, well, allegedly, I keep saying allegedly on everything.
Right.
We need to do, you know, somebody, you know, can you say anything? Like, I'd be upset if it was my daughter, you know what I'm saying, was going off to some fucking, some nigga got my daughter in a trance and she just forget about her family, you know, I'd be upset, but what can you do to these grown people, man?
Essentially, it just sounds like R. Kelly's pimping.
Yeah, he's pimping. Same thing Hugh Hefner's doing.
Okay, let's slow down a little bit.
I'm just saying, they just trying to, I mean, I'm just giving you the nigga equivalent of what, like, you know how niggas did, man. Well, R. Kelly did this, and Hugh Hefner is the same thing. Eh.
Are these women making money?
No.
Did Hugh Hefner's women, are they on payroll?
Some of them might be.
Ain't no might be. Those are motherfucking Playboy women. They're on the ranch. They got housing. They get featured in the book. They're working.
Okay, what kind of R. Kelly girls might be featured in the book? It might not be a Playboy magazine. It might just be a magazine he has in his house for him and his friends to look at.
That doesn't count. I mean, R. Kelly, he also can't read. So what the fuck do you mean they in the book? They're not, it was a picture book?
Yes, it's like one of the old photo albums that you go at your grandma's house.
It's a color by numbers.
Yeah. You got some nigga that's mean with the Photoshop doing shit for him.
This shit is terrible, man. We've been letting this motherfucker ride for way too long. Black people just... Let R. Kelly ride off in the sunset, man.
I'm surprised anybody put a book.
We don't do that no more.
What?
You know, take justice in the streets. We just let people do what they want to.
I'm surprised some scorned husband, father, whatever, hasn't put one in R. Kelly's sternum. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe he just, you know, he's that guy.
Hey, Chicago dudes ride for him. You know what I'm saying? I was just listening to Deion Cole. Deion Cole just dropped a little comedy album. And he was talking about R. Kelly as his dude. I'm like, it doesn't end.
That was one of them jokes that he had on the paper, right?
That's the comedian that does that. I don't know if it's on paper because it's an album, so I can't see him. Oh. But that's the right guy. That's him. But, you know, it just don't matter. Like, we just let R. Kelly, anything that has to do with black women, we just let ride out. So R. Kelly's out here fucking these young ladies and selling them dreams, and it's okay. Everybody's just going to turn the blind eye to it. I've seen women in posts on social media defending R. Kelly, and I just don't get it. I don't understand what you want. I mean, he married Aaliyah, nigga. I don't know how that happened either. Can you answer that for me? How did he marry Aaliyah?
Illegally.
But it can't be illegally if it was legal.
She falsified her birth certificate or said she lied about her age, and you know her parents didn't know anything about it, and you know he went behind. It was very underhanded. Wow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing clean about that at all. You know what I'm saying? They had to get it nullified and all that bullshit. It was horrible.
So, yeah. So, anybody who's using that defense or that you see them using that defense, tell them King Germ told you that it wasn't a real marriage anyway. It was a sham.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fucking sham. Some more shit I'm sick of. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather fight happening in August 29th?
Uh-huh.
I think we talked about the pressers before.
We talked about the upcoming shit, but this latest thing that came out was something, you know, I felt like we might need to touch upon it.
You know, well, this is all a fucking work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The story is that Conor got knocked out by a sparring partner.
Of course he did.
Of course, because every time there's a fight like this, someone always gets knocked out by their sparring partner. Like, when we see motherfuckers spar, they got on headgear and all kinds of shit. And this nigga's an MMA fighter. He's been fighting. He's been taking shots to the dome. No pause. Like, why would all of a sudden he get knocked out?
I mean, because he's not a boxer. But listen, again, this is the biggest fucking circus ever. This is not a real fight. People, do not be duped.
No.
Don't fall for anything. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, dang. Conor got knocked out? Wow, he really doesn't have a chance against Floyd now.
It doesn't even make... So you're telling me that Conor McGregor takes elbows, kicks, and knees to the head, but somehow in sparring he got knocked out?
Hey, yeah, allegedly. Yeah, that's what happened. Mm-hmm.
Nah, get the fuck out of here with this shit, man. This shit is a work...
Conor might fuck around and beat Floyd, man. Floyd, listen, man, it just... Because like they said, Conor can't go back to the UFC, you know what I'm saying, after this. Like, after you get a $100 million payday, why would you go back to making... $3 million, $1 million a fight, nigga. Like, you'd have made $100 million for one fight. Like, I'm not going back. So it's like, what do you do? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
He's a boxer now. Like, he can lose this fight and still be a boxer.
Like, you gotta go. You gotta stay boxing.
And that's fine because he will always have somebody to fight him. He's done enough on this job change that he's done that he'll always have somebody to box him. Even after he loses this fight, somebody's gonna still want to take him on because he's disrespecting the art of boxing. And wow. Someone will still pay him, and he'll still make 20 or 30 million, which is more than he's making at UFC per fight, and he'll be fine with that. He'll be fine with that shit. But when did you know it was a sham?
From the beginning.
Damn.
Yeah, the beginning, I'm being shammed out the whole time.
So this fight for you, when you first heard it, you're like, yeah, I'm not buying into it. I think I was hoping that it was going to be a real fight, just because I don't like that fake shit in boxing.
Nah. Well, this is boxing's the fakest shit out there, and we about to see it.
For me, I think it finally became fake as fuck. On that last presser they were doing, and Floyd is throwing money on this nigga, making it rain, and they calling each other bitches and hoes, and faggot. then faggot, all the worst shit you could say. Conor McGregor's like, air fucking for black women, and then when he walks past Floyd and rubs on his head, and Floyd smiles.
Nah, bruh.
It's two trained fighters, and you saying all this shit, and then you're going to pat a black dude on the head. You don't already, as Floyd, you've already alleged racism in how he's been received. So you feel some kind of way, if we're going by the story. And then this motherfucker pat you on the head like a dog, and you don't get up and knock the shit out of him? Come on, bro. Mike Tyson took on anybody. He was mad at them motherfuckers. It was time to fight. Who was that? Was it Green? That he jumped across the trunk of the car onto some shit?
Oh, no. Mitch Green is one. Yeah, he ran up on the he punched the nigga in the eye. That's the one that he took the glasses off. He punched him. Yeah. Nobody was there when Tyson hit Mitch Green. They just seen the after shot. Like, nobody, like, they just seen Mitch Green the day after. He, like, Mike Tyson hit me. And they were like, oh, fuck. You talking about when Larry Holmes ran on the car.
That's what it was. Larry Holmes, yeah. Larry Holmes,
I think it was that Riddick Bowe, the other, I don't know who it was, but he ran on top of the car. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
That's what happens when you got beef. When you really mad at a motherfucker and you a fighter, I'm whooping your ass. We gonna fight again in the ring, but I'm whooping your ass today.
Niggas was scrapping on the damn. Hey Queen Germ. Oh, she got the mean face on. She angry. She just called my phone. I couldn't answer. So I mean, I told her, like, hey, you know what? Thursday's 4:30. You call me, I don't answer the phone. Look at this nigga. She looking all in my car. See, she's a detective, bro. Like, if she would never get, like, she always looking for me to cheat on her, bro. Like, I'm gonna touch on this a little later, but she's always on the guard, bro. I'm asking the next time Queen Germ on the show, I'm gonna ask her, why does she always think King Germ trying to cheat on her? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She don't think I'm trying, but she stayed a detective. I ain't gonna say she thinks like she insecure, and then she just always like, something's out of place here. What's going on? Like, you know. And I just kind of looking at my car, and I'm just looking like, why are you looking at my car? And I know what she's looking at. She see a pair of shoes in my back seat that don't look, that she don't, you know, and they ain't never seen before. Nah, see, chill.
Hell no. We're not. Go ahead.
Yeah, like, yeah, Queen Germ is crazy, but yeah, go. Let's get back on track. I'm sorry.
So neither of us are gonna watch this fight. The fight that I think is more interesting is the one that happens in 2 weeks. Actually, is it 2 weeks?
Who?
It's July 29th, the UFC card.
Oh, is it? We finally get, is Bones and Cormier fighting or something?
Yes, sir.
Are we gonna get the fight? Could this be? We done had two. They fought one time, right? And then Bones beat him the first time, right?
I think Bones won the first time, and Cormier won again, or some shit after that.
Cormier never fought him again.
Are you sure about that? Well,
Bones was suspended one time, and then he got the fight.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think, cause, you know, that's why Cormier won. You know, I think they fought one time. You know, well, Bones had to beat him because. Bones undefeated.
Yeah, so this is two. This is the second fight. And I think Cormier said, you know, fight now, I'm not fighting your monkey ass.
Yeah, you know, so he got to. Like, Bones got to get his shit together. So that's next week. Yeah, okay, bet. Cool.
I think there's three title matches on this card. You got Cormier. You got, I think it is the dude from St. Louis, Tyrell Woodley.
He was on TV talking greasy today, man. I mean, he was on Sway in the Morning this morning. So like, them dude, he was like kind of group. He said, why you ain't fought Conor McGregor? He said, you asked Conor McGregor why he don't want to fight me. He was just like, he said, these dudes get on TV, said they'll fight anybody anywhere. He said, why they won't fight me then? Like, he was just like, you got on TV, said you'll fight anybody anywhere. Like, why you won't fight me? So yeah, that he wasn't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he's. Yeah, ain't nobody fucking with him, man. That dude drops bombs. And I think that's the problem. At 170, he's still knocking people the fuck out. For real, for real. And then Cyborg is fighting as well. You know, I think
she's fighting the Nunez girl, right?
No, so I think Nunes dropped the fight.
What?
Yeah, I think she dropped the fight. She pulled out. She got sick of some shit, so she's fighting Tanya Evinger, the triple threat. I don't know much about her, but her record is 19-5.
Tanya, what's her name again?
Tanya Evinger. Evinger.
Okay.
But, you know, she's 19-5. I don't know much about her ass. I'm not going to pretend. But, hey, three title fights, I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I want to see this shit. UFC is basically the only show in town.
It's like, it is fighting wise, yeah, but because it's, like I said, it's not, you don't have to sit around for 10, 12 rounds to get a decision. You know what I'm saying? No. You either three round fight or five round fight. Maximum 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Well, 25 minutes, 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So that boxing shit, that's three rounds, it's too long, man. And it's just like, then it'd be bullshit, motherfuckers holding, they sitting there dancing with each other. Nah, man. So boxing, like I said, the best boxing fight that y'all should be goddamn hyping up is the Canelo versus Triple G fight. But y'all want to sell this. Y'all want to take all the people money in August, like less than a month before the best fight that's really going to be a real fucking fight. Yeah. But y'all want to take all the people money with Floyd and Conor McGregor, then I'm not going to buy the Triple G motherfucking Canelo fight. Because that's like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't giving me enough time between. You know what I mean? I know the niggas, the big baller brands, the Saul Wrights and the GQ Blues of the world, they had a shit. But you know what I'm saying? Niggas like me, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Mm-mm.
I would love to see, because I haven't seen any yet. I'm going to, you know, check on social media and see how many places locally are going to have the Floyd fight. I don't know that this one's going to do numbers. I don't know that enough people really want to see this shit.
Right. It's all right. Do you know how many white people want to see Floyd get his fucking shit knocked off?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. It's all right. So that lets you know right now.
But it's $99, bro. Right.
So why can't pay that to see that nigga get his ass rocked?
$99. Like, what is on the rest of the card? It's $99.
Don't matter. They want to see Floyd get busted open, man. They really think this man is going to be the man to bust Floyd Mayweather open. Like, man, are you crazy? Like, that's why I don't think they understand this kind of shit. Like, they don't understand that.
I had that conversation with my brother. He's a big boxing fan, you know what I'm saying? He was like, he don't really want to see it, you know, boxing purists, fuck this shit.
Yeah, and, it's not real.
Yeah, he's like, this is some bullshit. And he's like, but Conor may catch him because Conor's 28. And I was like, okay. I said, but Floyd has been doing this shit since he was like, Floyd is 40, whatever. Floyd's been doing this shit since he was like two. Yeah. Like, he's made a career, made money out of not getting hit. And he's like, yeah, but Conor may catch him. I said, you know, 38 other motherfuckers said that too.
48. No, 49.
49 other motherfuckers. Is he 49-0?
Yes.
49 other niggas who made their career boxing said that I'm going to catch him too. It just, look, man, after he beat Canelo, like, that's it.
The only nigga that can say they beat, the last nigga to beat Floyd is the nigga in the Olympics, bro.
That was it. And Sugar Shane had a shot. Sugar Shane caught him. That was one of the times I actually seen Floyd get caught. Mm. And we see how that ended.
Let him off the ropes. Yeah, he let him off because he had him. He had him. At third round, but he hit Floyd. And I was like, oh, shit. Poop, poop. Floyd was kind of stunned. I was like, oh, my God. We might. And then Floyd weathered the storm, man.
And that was it. That was it. Shane didn't get shit else landed the rest of that fight. We thought Canelo could do that shit. That nigga got frustrated. We saw Pacquiao. Pacquiao's a hard punch motherfucker. Hey, look, man. This shit is over. This shit is over. You know, it's boxing. All it takes is one punch. I will let y'all tell me what fuck happens on that punch because I'm not even watching this shit for free. Pirate. Nobody's house. No, I'm not watching it.
Yay. I'm not watching it. Winning. But yeah, man. Shane Mosley Jr. is fighting. He was fighting on that card. And Pacquiao, that card for that weekend, he got beat. I mean, he was fighting the local nigga, and the local nigga kind of outworked him and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. But he's like, I don't want to be my son, my father's shadow. Well, why are you Sugar Shane Mosley Jr.? Like, why?
Yeah, you need to go play basketball, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to be. I was like, how you going to say that? And you're Sugar Shane. Like, you got Little Sugar or something like that on your thing. It's some shit was like, yeah, it was like Little Sugar. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not how it works, bro. Unless you're a totally different boxer fighting a whole different style in a different weight class, it doesn't matter.
You already got three losses. You're nothing like your daddy.
Oh, that's a wrap. Yeah, that's a rap there, bro. You should have took that shit to the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Just tell your dad and dad, I'm not a boxer, man. I'm sorry.
I'm MMA. I'm doing MMA. But don't you get in that boxing ring, bro. That's what it's going to be. it's some bullshit. Some more bullshit news. This whole outline is shit I'm sick of. You want to know what grinds my gears? I feel like I'm a Family Guy. Mike Coon-ass Vic.
Oh, no, not Mike Coon Vic. Mike Coon Vic.
The same Coon Vic that made me lose a fantasy championship. I would have had three that season. The same Vic that fumbled and made me lose the championship by, like, what was it, 0.24 points?
It was something ridiculous, like the closest I've ever seen.
I would have had three wins that year. That was my last year. What was my last year playing? It was my last year playing a couple leagues. I would have had three fucking championships that season. Mike Vick asks, first of all, he was on the show with Jason Shitlock. If y'all don't know who Jason Shitlock is, a.k.a. Jason Whitlock.
No. Just Google Jason Shitlock. I bet it comes up. Live on air, Google Jason Shitlock.
If it does, I'm a genius. Shitlock. Yep, he's all over it. Pops up. Jason Shitlock's everywhere with his little baby ass hat on.
And Shitlock and Whitlock actually came up. That's
the sad. Like, they just said, we know this is what you meant.
We know,
like,
what you're talking about.
Like, it's a typo, but we know who you mean. This piece of shit, he was on the show with his ass. Now, I don't know if it was his show or if he was sitting there for somebody else, but it was on Fox. Now, the problem of this is that the conversation had nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick's hair. The conversation was about Colin Kaepernick trying to hire a PR person or somebody to get him back into the league. That's what Shitlock was saying. And he asked Vic, what do you think about that? And Vic came right out the gate. Well, first of all, Kaepernick needs to cut his hair. That's the first thing he needs to do. Now, I don't know if he meant that as a joke or not, but then he kept going. He's like, you know, you already, people feel some kind of way. You got to fix your image and, you know, you got to change your hair. Well, why not? Nigga, are you serious? Are you serious? Go ahead.
What if Cap permed his hair and this shit was laid down, relaxed like a white person? Would that be okay, Mike Vick? Like, what does his hair got to do with him playing fucking football, you dumbass nigga?
The people that are feeling that kind of way, you know, he was saying that the league is conservative. And, that's what he was saying.
The league is conservative. That's what Mike Vick said. How many niggas got dreads in the league? Sorry.
Look, bro, it doesn't fucking matter. It's
how many
league...
niggas got long hair? Just long hair, period. White or black. How many niggas got long hair in the league? Sorry.
Hey, look. What the fuck
Mike Vick talking about?
How about the fact that this is a violent league? You think they're worried about hair? They got concussions and shit. We've seen people get damn near decapitated on the field. They're worried about hair?
Bro. What? They marketed players off hair. Troy Polamalu, he made his whole career off hair.
Yeah, because he wasn't shit for like the last two or three seasons of his career. He was just the hair. They were just looking for the hair flying around the field.
I mean, that nigga gave his all, man. I mean, but you know, then last year he just, man, like you said, bro, like that man gonna have CTE, bro. And like, hey, we gonna hear about Troy Polamalu in a little while. God damn.
Because at that point, when he was actually able to tackle people, when he could catch him and tackle him, he was leaving his feet. He's like, yeah. I gotta make an impact. This is it.
This is it. Like, yo, this is it. This is my one shot. Like, I know I'm not gonna be here long. Like, he played like that shit.
This is it. and I get so tired of hearing, because I think Michael Wilbon said this shit best. He said, you know, the place that we've made the most progress in the past 20 or 30 years has been hair. Like, that's, as far as corporate America goes, hair is the one place where we've made progress. You can wear locks, you can wear braids, you can wear cornrows, this shit is on TV. It's a regular thing. Iverson helped that shit. It's not the same stigma as the fucking 70s or 80s. So for Mike Vick to come out of his mouth and say this shit was crazy as fuck.
And for you to come out your mouth and just say that shit is funny, because I had made an edit and I said Allen Iverson killed the real nigga look. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, after Allen Iverson, everybody was wearing cornrows, because back in the day, only real niggas, and I ain't talking about real niggas like the word nigga, but I'm talking about real trill niggas, like OG niggas, like niggas you ain't want to be goddamn them the only niggas used to rock cornrows back in the day. Like, right. Nobody used, I mean, nobody rocked cornrows unless niggas just out of jail or they were like some real niggas. But when AI came out, it was like everybody was rocking cornrows. So you couldn't tell who was a real nigga or not. You know what I'm saying? So that's when it all got cloudy, bro.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's how it goes. When that crossover happens, you end up with shit like that. And, you know, I only hear this shit from black people. I've said this shit on one of the other shows that somebody I know works around the corner of the retail store, Young Cat, he said the same shit to me, that one of the bosses, one of the managers, he's a manager, one of the district managers or some shit like that kind of suggested that he cut his hair. It was another black man telling him to cut his hair. The most money I made, I had locks down the middle of my back. Like, this is stupid to me. We perpetuate this shit. So fuck Mike Vick. And I think Shannon Sharp, he hit a home run with it. He said, what does Colin Kaepernick have to fix his image from? Because what crime did he commit? What did he do?
He was arrested for beating on his wife, right?
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, that was him, wasn't it? No,
no, that wasn't him, no.
Okay.
He wasn't arrested for no dog shit either. No.
He was suspended for 4 games for tampering with league evidence. That was him?
No, that wasn't him either. He didn't kill anybody in a drunk driving accident.
No, he wasn't arrested for drunk driving.
No, that wasn't him. He didn't stab anybody in the nightclub allegedly. That wasn't him.
No, damn.
None of that shit. I don't know.
He was fighting dogs then.
No, it couldn't have been fighting dogs. It wasn't him.
Oh, damn.
So I don't really know what he's done that he needs to repair his fucking
image. He was the one that punched the girl in the elevator. That was him.
No, that wasn't him either. That dude had a lot less hair.
God damn. Oh, shit. Well,
so I don't know what else it is. I don't know what he has to fix his image of, but Mike Vick said that puss-ass shit, and I'm tired of it. I'm just so frustrated with this shit, man. And I'm not, you know, my boycott is standing firm. I'm not watching the league this year.
Damn.
He don't get a job, I'm not watching.
Damn. I believe you too, so right.
I'm not changing that shit. I'm actually at the point now, I'm about to give away all my sports shit. Sell all my sports shit on eBay. I think I'm all Negro League shit. Only. All baseball, all basketball, all football, all that shit. I'm about to put it on eBay, man. We going all Negro League, son. I can't deal with these motherfuckers, bro. It's over. I don't know how this one even made it. This is interesting because you don't really know shit about Chance the Rapper, right?
I mean, I know a little. I know enough about him to know I don't fuck with the nigga.
Wow. What did he do?
I just know. He seemed weird to me, bro. Like, something about Chance. I don't trust him. You know, your first album was Acid Rap, and now all of a sudden you did a 180 and you on something different, but everybody, well, he got married. He's a family man, and I just something about him, man. I don't trust this nigga.
So you don't trust him, so you don't think he's authentic?
Nah, not at all, man. I think, you know what I'm saying, like, this Christian, this little image he has, man, it's all, I don't know, it's created, it's a front, man. He's friends with Obama, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure he learned from the best how to be a chameleon, you know what I'm saying. He's from Chicago, so it's just weird, man. It's just, I don't trust Chance, man.
Now, you famously said you like your rappers to lie to you.
Like my rappers, excuse me?
You like your rappers to lie to you.
Yeah. I like you to lie to me. But no, don't front for me. Don't front for me. Don't front. Like, so lie.
There's a difference.
You can embellish the story. You can say, yes, I had sex with a dime piece. And no, she was really a three piece. I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but don't.
If you didn't fuck at all, don't say that you was fucking.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, exactly. And Chance, for some reason, he feels like that nigga. I mean, he's a weirdo. I get that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I just don't understand weirdos. But it's just something about him. And, like, this whole little situation with SoundCloud. And SoundCloud issues a statement talking about they shutting down in 50 days. Then Chance was like, I'm on it. And next thing you know, he's like, the issue solved. He releases a song with Young Thug on SoundCloud. And then Justice League, one of the Justice League guys, they was on Twitter talk about Chance ain't paying for some beats that he used and shit. And Chance told the nigga to pull up, and you know what I'm saying. And you know, it's just a whole lot. I don't know about Chance, bro.
So this is a beat that he was a sample or something that he was supposed to pay them for.
Yeah, he was supposed to pay them for it. Chance said that he paid the producer or some shit like that. That's what he said. But the niggas was like, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Justice League niggas, not petty niggas or whatever. They ain't like these. And, you know, so the Chance fans was going at the Justice League nigga. And the Justice League nigga, he kind of got, you know what I'm saying, a little personal with it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a little heated tweet. I can't remember all the tweets. I don't want to pull them up. But y'all can search it up yourselves. Because, you know, it's Chance. I'm not doing all that homework for y'all. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We hear that, but this shit is not new. Like, the constant trope that we've been hearing since there have been rappers and producers, since basically we got rid of DJs, active mm-hmm. DJs that came with rappers, there's been beef about people with beats and unpaid beats.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing now. So, I don't know. Go ahead.
Go ahead, my bad.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know that this hurts Chance's image because of all the shit he's done for black people, right?
What has he done for black people? I mean, he does a lot, you know, charity wise. But see, that's why I think it's all made up. So all right, man, something ain't right. But Apple did give him a lot of money though. So
right, he got a lot of money. He won a Grammy without being signed, like first indie rapper to get a Grammy or some shit like that.
Is he really an indie rapper though?
I mean, I don't think he has a deal.
But I mean, if it's not a record deal, but I gave you $20 million, you know what I'm saying? But come on, man. Like, you're not independent if you have Apple. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. He's not an independent rapper. Independent rappers.
It's weird because all the lines have been blurred. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some weird shit. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know how all this shit works. We'd have to get a professional, someone who actually works. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, we are a comedy podcast.
So I don't know all the intricacies of the business, but if you have Jay-Z winning platinum plaques for an album that he pre-sold a million copies to a cell phone provider, two cell phone providers, then is it really a platinum plaque?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's cheating. You know, Jay-Z known for cheating.
I think it's a hustle move. But that's what you got to do in this game. But if you're comparing it to, how do I want to say this? We know that technology has changed the game. And because of that, you can't really compare today's artists and records to the previous artists and records. It's not fair to say that this album sold quicker or faster than fucking Nelly's Hot in Here. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair because it's not the same thing. Wasn't nobody downloading that album? You had to go to the store and buy copies. And he sold 10 million of them that way. It's a difference. You can't talk about how your album made the charts. When Thriller was out, people was buying albums. You had to go and buy that shit if you sold albums with your concert tickets. It's not the same.
Like, I mean, because the way it, what is it? It's like a 1,500 something is one album and
1,500 streams or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's one equals one album sale, and then it some people not releasing their numbers, so it's crazy. It don't mean nothing to go platinum no more, man. Like, it's nothing. Anybody can platinum.
And I respect that you have to try and adjust for the, you know, technology. I understand that you have to adjust the way you calculate things because of technology. I just don't know that it's fair when you start talking about greatness and comparing that to other shit. Like, Beyonce, if I remember right, that album, the black album with the pink writing, I think it was just called Beyonce for that whole album. The one that she just dropped on people out of nowhere. That wasn't a label album. How does she still have a label if she dropped an album without a label? Anybody else would have been dropped. You can't do that.
Maybe they made a deal with it probably was just released exclusively on Tidal or something like that. Ain't she, you know?
No, I'm talking about the way back. The first one that she dropped out of the blue that, you know, where they were, like, they stopped selling it to Target kind of thing. Their Target refused to sell it because it wasn't.
Surfboard one? The one she got
Yeah. When she dropped that album, that was not under any of her labels. That was just like a big-ass mixtape that she made money off of. But she was in a deal. And that shit hit retail stores. Like, right. I don't understand how this shit works. And I'm not hating. I think that's a good-ass move. But when you start putting that in the same category with other album sales, I don't know how to. I don't get it. I don't know what criteria they're using to talk about all this shit. So you know, it is what it is, man. Chance, good luck, bro. I don't know. You got beef, so I think that's actually all we have for the show, right? Now we gotta get to the TV talk.
Yeah, man, that's about it, man. Well, I got a question, man.
Yeah.
Heard about the lady in Usher. Usher had to pay like a $1.1 million for a lady for infecting her with herpes.
Yikes.
Yeah. And so she was one of my early winners. But I got to ask you a question, Saul, right?
Yeah.
What's your herpes number?
What's my herpes? Like, what would it take for me to get herpes and deal with it?
If you find out you got somebody goddamn gave you herpes and they was rich, what's your herpes? How much you asking for, man? What's your herpes number? Let me know.
So I don't fucking know. I don't know that I want herpes.
Like, I'm asking for more than 1 million. Usher got 1 to 8. I need at least 5 to 10. I'm asking Usher for about 10 million. Realistically, $10 million.
This motherfucker has altered. First of all, your life is definitely in shambles.
Yes.
Your dating pool has changed completely. I mean, if you're a stand-up citizen, right? Like, you should only be fucking other people that got herpes. That's what you're supposed to do. Like, they have a dating site for people with STDs to fuck around.
Oh, my God.
You're supposed to go there. Like, go over there. Like, don't be spreading that shit out here having one-night stands right, and shit.
Supposed to go there.
Go there. Log in to bumpy11.com. Or whatever it is.
Crunchy Christian Mingle.
I got that heat.com. Smokingpackage.com.
Yeah. Valtrex. The Valtrex board on their site.
PenicillinPals.com. Like, whatever the fuck it is you got going on, bro. Take your ass over there. Don't bring that shit out here. And if Usher... Look, this is the part that scared the fuck out of me. If Usher has herpes, how long has he had it, and how many people did he infect? This is Usher. Like I told y'all before, when I lived in Atlanta, that was 98, 99. Usher was in the club then that my grown ass was in, kicking it. That's a long time ago for him to be fucking out in these streets.
And y'all wonder why Chili didn't get back with that nigga. That's why, nigga. That nigga had fucking herpes. You're like, nah, I'm good on that, bro. I don't want to get back with your ass.
So then, let's go ahead and speculate and be reckless, because that's what we do on this show. So, Chili and Usher. Who did Chili date after Usher? Because she had that TV show, Chili Finds Love, or some shit like that.
Did she have a kid? Yeah, she had a kid before she Usher, right?
I don't remember. I can't lie about that.
I know she had a kid by one of the Dungeon family, the Dallas Austin nigga. I know she had, so I don't know if. Matter of fact, hold on. Yeah, because she started dating Usher after that. Yeah, so yeah, she already had a kid. So nah, Usher. I don't know who she dated after Usher.
Dallas Austin? Ain't that the nigga?
Yeah.
So Dallas Austin, who was also a music producer, who was hot at one point, how many people did he fuck around with if he got. Like, this is high-level speculation, but the reason we're using them is because those three people could have fucked thousands because of their profile. So,
are you trying to say that motherfucking Usher is patient zero, nigga?
he might Usher might be the outbreak monkey, man.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying, look, so Chili got pregnant with Dallas Austin's kid when she was some shit like this. This is when she was 23 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. So she had the kid before then. This is a problem, bro. This is a problem. You were in a group talking about safe sex.
Hey man, but Usher was married, man. Maybe he got it after. Let's hope Usher got divorced.
I forgot he was married, because that's when people weren't buying his albums.
Yeah.
So he was faithful then, and then when he got divorced.
Nah, he been faithful. Look, he made something called Confessions, man. He was cheating back.
That was the same time. Was it Confessions?
He got one on the way. So, look, Usher was raw dogging women back in the day because he had a main chick and a side chick, and he was raw dogging her too.
You but Confessions was after Chili. Confessions was after Chili.
I think, yeah, that was the Chili. Wasn't she the reason why?
Yeah, that was that album, though. But he got married after that. So that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, Usher been a cheating-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I don't know what to... It's all bad. The optics are all bad. But your original question was, what's my herpes number? So it's too late for me. It's too late for me. I got herpes now. I done fucked around with some chick that's got
you
some.
Fuck Oprah Winfrey. Oprah gave you was the Oprah.
Okay, if it's I will not slander. Like,
excuse me.
I would not slander Oprah Winfrey.
I'm okay. Let's say Sanaa Lathan. She fuck around. And
gave I will not go for that either. No, we just got to say.
All right, this is a crazy hypothetical. Crazy hypothetical. So all right,
Sanaa Lathan.
You flying out of town for the weekend, you going somewhere, you meet Sanaa Lathan in the airport, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all start talking, you know, next thing you know, she like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Bam. She lets you smash in the goddamn airport. Boom. Time move on, you find out Sanaa Lathan gave you herpes. How much you asking for, Sabra? Answer the question, Sabra.
I don't know, because I feel like if Sanaa is giving me the shot, and I'm going raw, I'm risking it all anyway. Like, I feel like you belong to the game at that point. You made your choice. and I can't understand a scenario where I wouldn't make
it. She knows. She got it. Because they said Usher dick was leaking and all kind of shit, bro. They were just
like, wait, what?
Bro, that shit was disgusting, nigga. They said this man walking around here, he had a green... They said he had some kind of discharge coming out of his penis.
Jesus Christ.
And the doctor still signed off and said he was healthy, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit was disgusting, bro.
Jesus Christ. So.
Yeah. Usher out here giving the hoes the sick dick, man. Yeah, he just giving them the sick dick.
Lights off all the time.
Hey, well, it's a lot of women right now, like, scared as a motherfucker. Like, oh, my God.
It's gotta be.
That night I had sex with Usher, man. Was he on? Like, what? Oh, man.
Would you say that at some point? I'm gonna go ahead and speculate here. Would you think at some point Usher was as big a star or as popular as women as Puffy was?
Hell yeah! All
right. So Jamie Foxx told a story about him hanging out with Puffy. And he walked into the room at the after party, and it was like a whole mountain of ass. Like, women were just piled on top of each other in the bed, and they was getting down. Imagine if Usher had that same situation, and he actually fucked, you know, a couple strokes with each of them. I don't know how many strokes it takes to get herpes.
Remember, Usher was 13 years old with Puff Daddy.
Oh, my God.
In them clubs with Puffy. Remember, that used to be his little... The first album, Can You Get With It? That day, Puffy was behind that shit. That's when he was. So yes, Usher was out there with Puffy. So you know what's going down.
This whole question is disgusting. I don't know what my number is, because I feel like if I got that choice, I got Sanaa sitting here with the green.
So you just gonna live with it? You let Sanaa let her get away with it? You gonna let her get away with it? Live her life? You gonna be like, oh shit, she done fucked you all up. Come on, Sanaa, right?
Sanaa, call me. Call me. We can talk about it, boo. It's Sanaa Lathan. If she give me the shot and she open up and it's green coming out, I might still hit. That's what I'm saying. I might still hit. It's Sanaa Lathan. I might still hit. Like that. Hey, I might have just took one for the team. Like that's what I said. I would risk it all. So it's what you gonna do, man? Like I'm gonna be mad at you. It's Sanaa Lathan. It's Sanaa Lathan. Look, if Erykah Badu came up to you at the goddamn awards and she got that Kendrick Lamar treatment, you know that when she fucks with you, it changes your career. It changes your life. You risking it all. It's Erykah Badu. You like, fuck it. I might not ever sell another album. I gotta take this chance. It's Sanaa Lathan. She got the green ooze coming out. I might risk it all, bruh. So I don't know that I would come back after that, you know, because be like, you still got the hit. So, in other words, if she offered me $1 million, because this was a settlement, so that means that the chick asked for some money, and he cut her a check for $1 million. They agreed to $1 million. So, if she cut me a check for $1 million, I'd probably be like, all right. But I know that during that outbreak time, I'm going to be horrible motherfucker. I don't know, man. You're risking it all. That's all I'm saying. You're risking it all anyway when you go out here in these streets.
Yeah. So
you get a rich one, I guess you just hope they got that paper.
Yeah.
And now, here's what I want to see. Now that she said that Usher gave it to her and he paid, how many other women going to come forward now?
I'm telling you, man. Usher about to go broke.
Because he's not going to remember. He's not going to remember all these women. You're not going to remember all these women. Like, even if I say that Usher is an amazing human being, there's no chance that he remembers all the people he fucked. There's none.
Hey, well, it's going to be men coming up and everything. This shit about to be funny as
well. Like, hey, man, look. I was in the room and the lights was off, and we was in there together.
Yeah, Usher had sex. I'm telling you. Like,
yes. Yeah, that's how it's going to go. I have herpes, and yes, I slept with Usher.
We might have saved Nappy Afro, so all right. Somebody got to take one for the team.
Hey, somebody out there right now, whoever this chick's boyfriend is.
Free feed. All you got to do is accuse Usher of having sex with you, bro.
Say that you dated the girl that Usher dated.
Bruh.
She dated someone else.
We got to say Usher had sex with you. That's what this
well, I'm not taking that one.
H2O. Short T. GQ Short Blue. T. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it, man? One of us got to do it, bro.
It's the end of the site. This is the end of the site. If you wait for me,
we can't come up with it.
That's your idea. Don't put me in this shit.
Nah, it's all right. My idea is your idea too. We talked about it before we came on.
All you gotta do is say you slept with the chick. Somebody slept with this chick. Was she in Atlanta? Did we know if this was an Atlanta chick?
They didn't say where she was from. When the court case had to tell you where it was from.
The capital of the CDC, man. I'm just saying. I would imagine it's Atlanta, which is all bad. It's all bad, bro. It's all bad, bro. I don't know. I saw that story and I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, what do you do? Let it burn. God damn. TV talk, man. Game of Thrones is back.
Yeah.
Let the people know what you thought of Game of Thrones. Give them the spoilers and all that good shit, bro.
Hey, man. It's a lot better than me. First 5 minutes of the show, fucking amazing. And fucking Arya dressed up like Walder Frey and killed off everybody in the motherfucking... Just all the motherfuckers slaughtered everybody. That shit was fucking gangster, man. So shout out to that being the first thing we saw. Then after that, man, they kind of got caught up with everybody. Like, shot around the motherfucking whole little place, let you know what was going on with everybody. So, you know, I was real happy about the episode. It's only 7 episodes this season, so I'm looking for... Yeah, it's only 15 episodes left, man. So, you know, you got 7 this season, 8 the next. So I'm looking for everything to pick up pretty quick. Little tidbits from the show. We got to see Jorah, you know what I'm saying? He was that motherfucker that was in jail to Sam, you know what I'm saying? Still asked about Khaleesi, man. You almost halfway dead, man. You still... Nigga, boy, that ain't Captain Save Him right there. That's the first Captain Save Him ever, I think, man. Nigga, that we've seen. Like, it was back in the medieval days. His name was Ser Jorah, whatever his fucking name is. But yes. As Khaleesi came here. Yeah. You ain't gonna get to see her. Like, nigga, just trust, know that.
He is smitten. Yeah. He is smitten, bro. Like, he's done. He giving up his life for that one. Yeah, Game of Thrones is good, man. You know, I no one spoiled it. I think that we finally got some respect for the show. People are now, they're putting up posts and they're saying, yo, spoilers are in this thread. It took us, what, only 5 seasons to get to that point. Fucking 7 seasons and shit.
You still got the other dickheads, like, I don't care, they still want to do it and be like, you know, okay, now you're the dickhead. Everybody sees that you're a dickhead, that you do stupid shit, so, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely dope to see. You know, the way that we have access to watch Game of Thrones, do you wait until the originator watches it, or do you just go for it?
What do you mean?
So the way that we watch it, go for it. If it's on, you watch it.
I figured that you have TV, so why would you be on the, you know what I'm saying, computer?
Well, because does it show the same way? Like, if I watch something on TV, does it show in my... in my history that I watched it or no?
No, I don't think it's on your TV that you watched it, but you can look on there and see what, you know what I'm saying, what's watching and who watching, how many active users and shit like that.
We're going to have to find out the etiquette, because I didn't know what to do. I was like, I want to watch it. I don't want to have to go through the back channels of 75 pop-up blockers to watch it when I could just watch it, but it don't look like you watched it.
But so you know what I'm saying?
I didn't
know what to do. The Baltimore Orioles said that one was straight too now, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up there.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, always, you know, just...
We got options. Yeah.
I usually, like, but see, I don't like, you know, because, I don't know, I guess I didn't know you could watch it at the same time it was on. I was waiting. Like, I was just waiting. Like, oh, I thought you had to wait till 10 o'clock or something, so that's why I ain't watch it till the morning. I watched it, like, the next morning. So I had to stay off social media all night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually working anyway, so it's not a big deal. I just don't want to ruin it for you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's shows that I want to watch that I see that they started, and then I'm just like, okay, well, I can't watch that yet. Because I don't know if it's going to reset your watch.
Yeah, I usually watch Power, like, when I first wake up Sunday morning, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get up, wake and bake, watch Power, you know what I'm saying? That was my Sunday morning ritual.
Yeah, and that's I usually watch it on Sunday nights. I figured by that point, we should be Gucci. Speaking of Power, they're moving right the fuck along. Like, we were talking last week about, what's his name, Silver? We were talking last week about Silver and what his role is. Well, he's the goddamn prosecutor now. Like, or the defense. He's the fucking defense attorney now. He's fucking lead chair. Because Proctor's gone.
Yep.
They got rid of Proctor ass. They also got rid of the DNA evidence. So, I'm looking at this shit. They moving quick as fuck. Angela and goddamn, what's her name?
Which the wife? What's her name?
Tasha. Wife. Tasha. Angela and Tasha, apparently, based on the spoiler ass previews, are going to be on the same side now because Angela finally saw that tape that Germ talked about episode two. He was like, because the gun got planted, there's another camera in there. At some point, that video is going to show up. It shows up in episode four. And Angela feels some kind of way. She's shocked and crying now. Whatever, bitch. Angela needs to die. Is there any chance that Angela dies by the end of this season?
No.
Fuck.
She's the love interest.
She's got to die, bruh.
She's like, she can't, like, nah.
Tommy might kill Angela.
That would be beautiful.
Tommy's been wanting to kill Angela now for two seasons.
But, I mean, can Tommy die?
No!
Tommy can't die.
Tommy can't die.
Okay, now, see, that's when it's going to get unbelievable. Like, you can't just be that wild, reckless, and nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tommy did a lot of wild, crazy shit. Like, shot niggas in broad daylight, run niggas over in with a car in broad daylight. Like, you know, you don't live alone living like that. So, I mean, he got to be dispensable, man.
He's done enough dirt to keep himself around. Like, you would think that he'd be the one to die. But I don't know how the show survives without Tommy.
Tommy go to jail or something? He got to go to jail or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but under what pretense? Because Tommy's not going to jail. Just like with Juice, when they were talking about the alternate ending where Bishop is supposed to be talking about going to jail or some shit like that. He's like, I'm not going to jail. And he let go. Tommy's not going to jail. He told that nigga Proctor, he's like, look, if I get caught, you dead. That's it. Tommy's not going to jail. So he's going to have to die. But if he dies, I don't know what happens to the show. We know Lala's dead.
No, man. Damn.
Lala's dying, bro. She cares too much. Tommy can't have... When Tommy got women that he's in love with, he's not operating correctly. That nigga needs to lose another chick.
Yeah.
So she's got to go. Dre, I think those are your two people. I think Dre and Lala are your two people.
Man.
I don't know what happens to Sandoval.
Sandoval, if Ghost gets out, Sandoval gonna have to get caught.
Yeah, but does Sandoval go to jail? Or does, and if he goes to jail, does he get killed by the inmates? Oz. Your officer, you go to jail. Like, they're gonna end the season with him getting beat down by the whole goddamn facility.
Or to be some evidence of him working with the with what's his name, Lobos, helping them out from back in the day or something. Some kind of shit gonna come out like that. Watch.
Yeah, he's a little too smug. Like, I don't like how he never has any emotion about shit. He grinning and shit as everything's happening around him. But you gotta have, like, if you try to stay your ass out of jail, you need to be fired up about locking somebody the fuck up.
Yeah.
He just kind of walking around like, yeah, well, he did it. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Like, nah, bro. You need to be fired the fuck up about locking somebody up. At some point, you could have pinned it on anybody.
Yeah.
They done already shot a hole in your story about Greg being the goddamn leak.
Exactly.
So, we got some more sex on this episode.
Yeah, we got to see Lala's small ass nipples. I was disappointed with the size of her nipples, man. They're really like, Lala. I mean, it was a hot scene and everything, but the nipples was too small for me. I was just like, them shits look weird, bro. Like, I just...
So what porn star has perfect nipples to you?
I mean, perfect nipples, like, yeah. I don't know, but I just don't like them small like that. You got to have something around them too. Like, they were just like, her titty was just like, it was small. Like, yeah, I don't like little small nipples like that. She look weird.
But do you want them to be like Jada Fire?
I mean, you know she scares me, sorry. So I'm not gonna look at her.
What do you mean she scares you?
She plays on all mad. And that shit terrifies me. Have you ever watched a scene of hers, man? She just be going, man. I would be fucking nigga. I'd be in a corner shaking like a fucking leaf if that woman was in the room with me, nigga, doing all that crazy shit.
But that's not. I mean, you're talking about the game. I'm talking about the packaging.
Oh, I mean, but still, I'm scared to look at a picture. I'm sorry, so I can't tell you, but you know, her titties are like...
It's hilarious. I'm not surprised about her nipples. I figured that's how it would be. Like, she seems like she was chiseled. Like, they built Lala in a lab somewhere. That's kind of what I expected.
Damn, it's all right. Slandering the women lately, boy.
Not slander. I think she looks great. What do you mean? That's not slander.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'm saying the shit was picture perfect. That's kind of what I expected. Like,
oh, okay, I got you.
That's how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, man,
I expected
it. It's all right. I wasn't impressed at all.
Like, are you trying not to hear what I'm saying? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, you're just like, yeah.
Because that's obviously not what I said either. Like, you're purposely trying not to understand what I'm saying. Lala's amazing, goddammit. That's what I'm saying. I need GQ to update us on his ranking, because Angela was top of the chart for him, like, episode 2.
Now he came up and said Lala and Angela tied for 1.
That's still not enough. There's no way that's a tie. There's no way that's a tie. I think him going overseas ruined him. I think GQ's broken.
Damn.
I miss my brother, man. He making beef steak with jalapenos.
Bologna steak. You get it right.
I don't know. I'm not sophisticated.
Some shit like that. Some shit. Some crazy shit. GQ just be regular food people. Like, nah.
He's broken, man. You can't spend all day working community service for 10 hours and then come home and make a fucking gourmet meal and talk about Angela's the winner.
It can be like pan-seared salmon with some pickled apple chutney on the side.
I miss my nigga, man. He's smoking cigars and shit. I miss my nigga, man.
Nigga made his own ramen pho one night. Nigga made some ramen, some pho. I said, yo, this nigga Blue be cooking everything, bro.
With the fried egg on the side, nigga.
Yeah, with the fried egg. Hey, you seen that steak he cooked the other night? Hey, would you have ate that steak? All right.
Okay, look, man. You got to stop slandering the brother's steak, man. I'm just saying, said it was too pink.
Would you have eaten it? You would have been like, nah, bro, put that back on. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I don't fuck with the, like, it can't be bloody like that. I don't like that shit.
Yeah. I know. And that's why, I mean, I understand he was doing it for, because the cooks, that's what they deem the standard. But you know what I'm saying? As a black man, GQ, man, you know how we get down, bro. Like, you put that on our plate, we'll be like, oh, no.
So it's not we're gonna have oh no.
Yes.
It's gonna go, bro. But that maybe that's what the ladies like, man. I miss my nigga Blue.
That's the standard. That's the standard, man. Yo, Blue, hey, Blue, he international GQ Blue now, man. You can't fuck with him, sorry, man. Told you, man. Damn, you should have never damn sided with me, man. Now nobody's gonna fuck with you, bro.
I miss my nigga Blue, dog. This nigga out here talking about Angela's the winner. It's when he went over to the factory, that's when it all went down. Mm. We don't know. We still ain't got no recap of that trip. You know what I'm saying? We never got a recap. We got a recap when he went south of the border. We didn't get a recap of this trip.
Oh, we'll call him on the show in 2 weeks.
And figure out. Wait. Where is he at now? Like, is he?
He's back home. You want to call him now? You think he might be at work?
Yeah, he's definitely at work. Don't fuck with that man's job. He probably in a meeting with some you know, international foreign dignitaries and some shit like that. Let's not get him fucked up. But
saw him taking pictures with Layla Lee and shit like that. I would squeeze a butt if I was GQ Blue, man.
Would you let Layla Lee punch you in the mouth for $100,000?
$100,000.
What about $100?
Yeah, I eat that motherfucking punch, nigga.
Wait, you think you can eat a Layla punch?
Fuck yeah.
Wait a minute. You think that you can eat a Layla Ali punch to the face?
Hell yes, all right. Fuck.
Wow. Wow. That's all disrespectful.
Right. Come on, man.
GQ on. Blue, please set this up. How much money? How much money do we have to pay you to take a Layla Ali punch?
The minimum I take is $100,000. Yeah. That's the minimum. So y'all get the motherfucking... Y'all get the motherfucking Patreon money up. GQ Blue, you know, you got the inside connect. You make it happen. 100 grand. I let y'all record this shit. 100 grand minimum for me to do this shit.
We not going to get that kind of money.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Y'all, nigga. Somebody out there might want to see, just, you know what I'm saying, a middle-aged man get knocked the fuck out by a woman, you know what I'm saying, that used to be a heavyweight champion of the world. For fun. I
mean, didn't we pose this question about Mike Tyson too? Like, in his prime, how much would it take for you to take a gut punch from Mike Tyson?
Oh, oof. God.
My nigga gagged at the thought of the punch. He said, oh, shit.
Hey, but hey, look, my stomach dropped when I just thought about it. I was just like, I felt that shit like, damn. that's at least some $5 million minimum. Like, that's at least a $5 million minimum.
It's certain shit. Look, my understanding that as a non-trained fighter, off the street taking a punch from a 21-year-old Mike Tyson, uppercut to the gut, there's shit that you do now that you wouldn't be able to do the same ever again.
Ever again? Not for 2-3 weeks. All right, you said no, ever.
Ever. Like, some they gonna have ever. To remove well, some shit.
No. Hold on. You know what the word ever mean, my nigga?
Ever, bro. Like, okay, so Brock Lesnar had to get a good, 5 feet of his intestines removed? Jesus, you're gonna be Christ. In that category. There's shit that's gonna be removed. You might be shitting in the bag the rest of your life as a non-trained fighter taking a punch to the gut from a prime Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God.
Man. I don't know that $5 million is enough, bro.
Oof, yeah, man, like, just do that. Nah, I'm not going to do that, man. Nah, money ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'll be all right, bro.
Like, it money sounds good.
Yeah, but I still, like, you're not talking me out of the $100,000 for Layla Lee, like, straight up.
I don't think I want to the face. So we talking about gloves or no gloves?
Of course, she ain't gonna, first of all, she's not going to bear nothing. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be like, nigga, mess my hands up? Are y'all niggas crazy? Like, who's paying for my hands? Like...
All right, so not a punch. How much would it take for you to take an open hand slap, like to do the slap fights for Layla Ali?
I mean, $100,000. It stands.
It's still $100,000, like, but it's an open hand. Like, the price don't change.
No, you still can knock a motherfucker out.
That's true. I think I would be knocked out. Layla's like five. How tall is Layla? 6'1"?
I think you get knocked out by like tensing for it or whatever like that. You know, so whatever. You can't be too loose, but you can't be too tense either because you're like, oh, tough. But, you know, you forget to breathe. So I don't know, man.
How tall is Layla Ali?
She's probably about 5'10".
right on it. She's 5'10". So she's already taller than me. And she's been fighting for her life. I think Layla could knock the fuck out. I might take the slap. I'm not taking the punch.
I take the punch for 100, Alex.
God damn. I'm not taking shit from Mike Tyson. I'm not taking a punch from Mike Tyson.
No. Like, no heavyweight boxers. I'm not letting no heavyweight boxers punch me. Like, that's not going to happen. Because, like, if you're going to be a boxer and punch me, you're going to have to be like them Floyd weights and one 170 and under. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas that, you know what I'm saying, I let punch me. But, you know, maybe not even the 170s. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the prime for nah, right? Like Floyd weight class and the under, man. Come on, man. Yeah, I take my chances with them.
What about a light heavyweight? Like Roy
Jones Jr. No. Fuck no. I'm not. You know what you just said, man? I'm not trying to get my fucking insides goddamn shifted around for nobody. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, what about... Okay, so James Toney used to be a small nigga. And then he moved up to heavyweight.
Yeah.
He's only 5. I think James Toney's like 5'8", 5'9". So you're still taller than him. Would you take a punch from James Toney?
No. I said, not no trained fighter. I'm not. No. They have to be like one, like Floyd with 147, one something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah. Them niggas, like them one, yeah. Like them 150 and under, 150 and under, man. That's what I'm going to say, man.
That might be it. Because James Toney, the thing about him is like, that nigga's been fighting forever. He's doing MMA now. He's been fighting since he was like, what, 17? He's been fighting longer than a lot of motherfuckers I know are alive. And he went from middleweight to super middleweight to light heavyweight to heavyweight. Hey, I don't want them problems either. Yeah, I'm not taking... I don't know how you box. Like, how do you let somebody punch you in the face and then you smile and shrug it off?
Man, you got to be a nigga that's been fighting your whole life. Like, just love to fight. You love that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just got anger issues and that's your outlet, bro. It's a special type of nigga that need to be a boxer, man. Like, everybody can't do that shit.
Because even when you slap boxing and play fighting and shit, when somebody hits you in the face, that's usually when it gets serious.
Get elevated.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh. No, wait a minute. Like, everything be cool in it. No.
It'd be like three things. It'd be like the actual hit, the sound, the reaction. Crowd. Like, all this shit factors in to why, you know what I'm saying? Just like a...
And now you gotta do shit. Now you have to do shit. I remember...
It triggers that other, like, yo, you gotta do something, nigga.
I remember it was two dudes, they were like... wrestling. At first, it was just wrestling in the gym. People was like, oh, stop it. And then that motherfucker hit him in the back, and because he hit him in the back, it made that hollow noise. Boom! And everybody was like, oh, shit. And then it was over. At that point, somebody went through the table, and the shit got out of hand. Like, that's what you gotta do. When that loud noise happens, and you get that reaction, you gotta fight. So I'm not... I'm showing all my yellow, bro. I'm not taking no punch from Layla, James Toney, Mike Tyson... I don't know that I'd take a fight punch for Floyd. I don't know I'm taking a punch for Floyd. I don't know about that shit. What's your Keep It 100 for this week, bro?
Oh, man, my Keep It 100. Wrote it down. I guess I lost. Oh, my Keep It 100 this week, man. OJ is free. Well, he ain't really free. The nigga got parole today. And he won parole, so they say he could be released out by October 1st, I do believe. And I don't know, as a black man, how do I feel about this? Because, A, it is a black man is getting free from a crime that, you know, he did too much time. He got overcharged in a crime. But, B, it's fucking OJ. And everybody know, after watching that documentary about OJ, you know what I'm saying, he was up and down with the way he felt about OJ. So, I rather would have got... somebody else charged, like, you know, one of these cops to kill one of these black men. I didn't want them to award us. Well, you know, I know y'all wanted for the killer Philando to get sentenced, but we get OJ. Nah, this is not one that, you know, we're too happy about. But on the other hand, it is a black man, and he is getting out. So I'm really conflicted about this. So black people as a people, do we celebrate OJ getting out today? You know what I'm saying? I really don't think we do. So, you know, that's my Keep It 100.
Hey man, I was disgusted when I saw ESPN televising his court hearing.
Hey, they in the pocket with OJ now.
That made me sick. Boy, so is he getting money?
Hey, look, hey, they made a little show, a little documentary about him and all that. You know, that stays on the ESPN front page, the OJ documentary. If you go to watch ESPN, all five motherfucking, that been on there all year since it came out. So they really in the hole with OJ. So, yeah, of course they was going to show that shit.
But is OJ getting money?
I don't know. I doubt it.
They disgusted me. I don't even, you know, props to OJ for getting out or whatever. I don't really give a shit at the end of the day. This is another nigga I'm sick of. But I just thought it was amazing that they were televising this shit again. Like, let that nigga live, bruh. If you're going to let him out. If you're not, don't. But don't televise this shit. I didn't watch that shit either. Who are your winners for this week?
Oh, man, like I said, well, the lady got $1.1 million from Usher. She's a winner. I mean, you know, now everybody, you go ahead to these sites that's all right name for you. Pick up some brochures, get to know the community. I'm sure it's a cruise going on soon, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to miss that.
I want to look right now. I don't mean to cut you off. I want to look right now and see if Bumpy Lovin' is an actual website. BumpyLovin.com. It's available.
I
might just have to go ahead and buy that just for y'all. BumpyLovin.com is available. But go ahead.
How'd you spell it?
BumpyLoving. Bumpy Loving.
Oh, just like that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, anybody else got any winners this week? Nah, that's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Losers. I got all losers.
Okay. And my loser this week was this couple in Denver. The wife was, you know, they have been season ticket holders for so long or whatever, and the last year they was trying to have a baby, and the wife was having all kind of fertility treatments, and they was going to have to miss the game, so they sold all their tickets on Ticket Exchange. Well, this year when they went to go get their tickets, the Denver Broncos told them, nope, because you ain't go to none of the games last year, we ain't going to let you buy season tickets, and they lost their season tickets. So they're my losers.
Damn.
Yeah, and my other loser is Kevin Hart, man, for allegedly cheating on your pregnant wife. I say allegedly because Kevin Hart was shown in the car with a woman about 5 o'clock in the morning, a white woman, and looking real friendly at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we don't know who this woman is. We just saw a video, and everybody ran with it. So, according to the blogs, Kevin Hart is cheating on his wife, but
okay, it's not. You saw the pictures, right, or the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
She was on the passenger side in the back seat.
Yeah.
He was on the passenger side in the front seat.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't seem like any hanky-panky to me, goddammit.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You might could have been through with the hanky-panky and y'all riding back to the spot.
Why would you both be in the passenger seat? You got a driver for your affair?
I mean, of course. You're not driving.
Then that bitch is driving. Why would you have a driver for your affair? Like, that's a loose end.
That's what I'm saying. You got one. Of course, you got one nigga to know your deepest, darkest secrets. If, like, you a rich ass nigga, you got one nigga to be like, yo, man, like, yeah. So I believe that. And I was gonna go cheat on Queen John, I had my driver like, yo, man, like, you know, yeah. I had somebody I deserve it. Yeah.
That's how I know that your ass ain't built for cheating, because there's no way in hell that you're riding in the same car when you got that much to lose. Y'all meet at a spot and you leave separately. Why the fuck would you be in the same car?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You feel like, yo, ain't nobody. You know, you just get messy. Like, that's how you get caught.
The nigga's already been through a divorce, and he's richer now than he was then. There's no chance that he's having an affair. Mm-hmm. And if you have that kind of money, you probably hang out with white women at some point. It's probably a publicist.
Mm.
As a white woman doing something that he had to do at 5 o'clock in the morning, he's not going to be in the same car with her getting caught at 5 o'clock in the morning doing some bullshit. So I don't buy it. He's not a loser for me, goddammit. However, my loser this week is the entire Tale series. I watched the last episode, which was Story to Tell. So we talked about this before. It's on BET. It's directed by Irv Gotti. They take the premise or the story of a song and turn it into an episode.
Mm.
So this episode, they chose Story to Tell, the famous song by Biggie, which was fine. I like, skip that one. It's like, don't touch that. That's a classic. Leave it the fuck alone. But he went ahead and did it, and it was the worst shit ever. It was bad acting. The story didn't really make any sense. Like, how do you fuck up a classic? The story's already there. How did you fuck it up? It was terrible.
You rushed it. You was like, yo, terrible. We gotta record this show for the next week. We ain't got no...
That shit was bad, bro. I was legit mad at the end of it, too. Like, it was bad. I do appreciate that he's getting... Go ahead.
Oh, all right. This dude was online. Was talking about how good it was. I was like, that ain't what's all right, said.
Like, they must be the new cast that don't know. Like, it wasn't even true to the song.
The second one was the Meek Mill one. Did you see that?
I don't think I saw the Meek Mill one.
No. That was weird.
It's just, I'm through with it. Like, that's terrible. My other losers are the LA Rams and Dan Orlovsky. Who's Dan Orlovsky? Do you know that name, Jerm?
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
He used to be a quarterback for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah, wasn't he a quarterback?
And the Houston Texans. And the Indianapolis Colts. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
He just got signed by the Rams.
Hey, man. Hey. It's not like there's any good quarterbacks out there, like, you know, experienced quarterbacks out there that, you know, with playoff wins and, you know.
There might be a quarterback I know. There might be a quarterback I know that last season had more touchdowns than Dan Orlovsky's entire career. There might be one. He may have played more games last year than Dan has played in the last 2 years. It's possible.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Dan Orlovsky hasn't played since 2015. Yeah. He just got a 1 year deal with the St. Louis Rams. I'm sorry, the LA Rams.
Yeah. This guy that you're talking about, Fields guy out there, I'm pretty sure they would have found him. They would have hollered at him, sorry. So that means that there's not a guy out there that what you're talking about.
That can't be. I mean, you know, there's no way in the good care haircut of America that we see a guy like that that's not on the team. So, you know, fuck y'all, man. That's all I can say. Fuck y'all, man. You want to do our shout outs so we get up out of here?
And man, shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to Short T. Shout out to GK Short Blue. Shout out to Easy. Shout out to Saul Wright. Shout out to everybody else to fuck with us, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself, Pepe J from Be More. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Abrasive Network. Oh, Mr. Wash, I heard your little slander you threw on me on your show the other day, my nigga. But I'm going to tell you like this, it ain't going down like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's for later on in the year. You know what it is. Shout out to MJ Money9, she's still a bitch. Shout out to Stacks. Shout out to everybody from that site to fuck with us. Negro Domus, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else to fuck with us, man. Shout out.
Shout out to Koku. Saw you you back in the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Hey, what's the little homegirl name? Cinderella?
Hey, man, look here, bruh. Koku out in these streets, bruh. Koku out in these streets.
That thing, so, oof.
Hey, man, let's not get ourselves in trouble. You already got somebody investigating you for cheating. So let's leave that shit alone. This has been another episode.
I said, but I ain't Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart ain't Kevin Hart, goddammit. He wasn't cheating. Hey, props to all the comedians, too, by the way. Kevin Hart's new network, Laugh Out Loud, starts in August. And a lot of your YouTube celebrities and shit, they got jobs. So it'll be a live streaming comedy show with skits. You'll get to see our fellas from Dormtainment in that bitch. So props to y'all. And Issa Rae, Insecure, Season 2 starts on Sunday, I believe.
Sunday is a big night, man. You got Power, Game of Thrones, Ballers, and Secure, man. You got a lot of shit on Sunday.
I might actually enjoy Ballers this season. It's a stretch, but I'm definitely going to check it out. So, yeah, man, that's what we do. TV Talk's going to be loaded next week. It might just be the whole episode, but we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time. And buy a shirt, bitch. We out. Peace.
Peace. Hey, y'all motherfuckers write a review on iTunes. We ain't had a motherfucking comment, on iTunes in like 3 years. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, like, five star, write a review, say something. I mean, damn, man.
Shit. How do they find us on iTunes?
You just go look up Frocast, you know what I'm saying, on iTunes, and then write a review, Google Play, whatever. I don't have Google Play, so I don't see what's, we might be bubbling over there, but I don't know. So,
I'll look right now. This is the after feed. This is the extra. I'm going to look right now and see what the fuck it says. Because I get the notifications. I am subscribed to my own shit. Is that lame? Is that like liking your own comment?
No. I listen to the Frocast every week.
Yeah, but you're not subscribed. Like, you get it.
Yes, I am subscribed.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm lame with Germ then. That's what's up.
Why wouldn't I be subscribed to my own shit?
Man. It's like liking your own comment. I don't know if that's how it's supposed to go. Let's see. So, it doesn't show comments on Google Play.
Wow.
I don't see comments in here. No reviews.
No stars or nothing?
Nothing. I don't see anything. It's just here.
It don't say anything for our page. Like, nothing. We have no...
It says, Frocast, the image is at the top. You know, if you're familiar with how Google Play looks, it's just the screen. And it says, the staff of NappyAfro.com, play music and discuss topics. When the fuck do we play music?
That's what I said, man.
We ain't played music. Like, the hit of hell no. Maybe we need to bring that back. Well, we don't play no music. Now, I'm on the actual app, so maybe it's different if you're outside of the app, but I don't see no ratings. I mean, if I click an info on it, it just shows basically what we put on the post. But there's no ratings for it. It doesn't give me the option to rate shit. I can manage subscription, I can share, but that's it.
Wow. So,
all that says is go to iTunes, goddammit. And rate us up. Hey, man, you know, it's a goddamn podcast called... I'm not even going to give y'all shine, but somebody trying to use our shit.
What is it called?
I'm not giving them no shine. We'll talk about it after the show. Okay. Peace.
All right, peace.